You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, I don't want to talk about video games right now, but stick with me because I know that they're not everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah, but there's probably, I mean, the gaming community is huge. And then, of course, in your COVID times, in these unprecedented times, it's a valuable option, I feel.
Well, Simo, a game has been announced to be released a little bit later on this year, which caught my attention. I don't think I'm going to buy it because of reasons that will become obvious very shortly.
Right.
But it's a unique concept for a game.
Okay.
So this is, as yet it doesn't have a title, but what it is a flight simulator, but not where you will pretend to fly the planes.
Okay.
Where you pretend to be a passenger on a commercial plane.
Right, so you get to experience everything that economy has to offer?
Yeah, more or less. I've got a little blurb of it here about what you can do. So it says, this game allows the player to simulate the experience of taking a long flight in real time, with available activities include rifling through an in-flight magazine, completing Sudoku puzzles, watching movies from the 1930s, and looking out of the window, which features realistic satellite imagery of the flight path. So, Simo, what happens with this game? You will pick a flight. For example, one available is New York to Iceland, which takes 6 hours. And then you will sit there, you'll look at your screen, and that'll be as if you're in an economy seat. And you will sit there and enjoy sitting there doing nothing for 6 hours.
So is it it's virtual reality, is it? One of the, like, the goggle scenarios?
Yeah. You can get it with the goggles, or you can just get it on normal PC as well.
Okay, yeah.
And Simo? Thoughts, what are you thinking? Yes or no? Well, are you going to buy it?
I don't know. Is it an experience that you are particularly missing?
Well, no, because, I mean, I do kind of miss going on planes, yes, but the main reason I miss them is because I miss going on holiday.
Yeah, it's a bit of an A to B scenario, isn't it?
I know, it's not like anyone gets off the plane after a six-hour flight and goes, oh, now I have to enjoy my week's holiday. Can't wait to sit back in that cramped seat as well.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone does fly for the thrill. Obviously the pilots. You know, do what you love. You never work a day in your life.
Oh, yeah.
So the pilots probably enjoy it.
But I don't think anyone's getting thrilled by sitting in an economy seat on a long-haul flight.
I don't think. Because, wait, you take a trip. Yeah, but it's all about, well, it's always about the destination, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even though people always say that, like, oh, your life, you know, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey, which is very much the opposite of plane travel.
Well, I noticed that people say that. The people who say that always tend to be flying. They tend to be a bit rich.
Oh, yeah.
And I can afford to fly first class and business class. Maybe if you're flying that luxury, it is about the journey. I can get behind that.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan right here with you. And what's the most you reckon that you've ever spent on something you don't need, really?
Oh, geez. I've wasted money on a lot of things.
Is there anything that comes to mind for you, by the way?
Well, Simo, we talked about it on the show before, and you know, for the fact that I have purchased in the past a full life-sized cardboard cutout of the Sacha Baron Cohen character Borat.
But there is a lot of crap that you buy. Like, it's all under $10, bucks, isn't it? How much was Borat?
That one wasn't. That was three figures.
Really?
They're not cheap.
It was over 100 bucks. Okay, right.
Only just over, but still.
You're right. Okay.
So everyone may assume that that's a bit of a wasted purchase. Certainly my housemates at the time did.
And so you don't spend big money on anything, really, do you? Like, you're not really, you don't splash the cash. You just kind of exist, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Do you splash the cash?
No, but someone has. Someone has purchased a sheep for around $400,000 at auction.
A what? A sheep?
A sheep.
Just one, not like
singular,
a herd.
Singular, one sheep.
Is it like an actual sheep or is it some artwork of a sheep?
No, it's just a real sheep.
So it's an actual living sheep.
Yes, that's right.
Worth, what, $400,000.
Right.
Is this sheep made out of solid gold by chance?
Well, there he is. You can see.
Whoa!
Like, if you got a whole bunch of sheep in a lineup, you'd probably pick that one out as probably the best looking.
Well, Simo, you've showed me a picture I can see the sheep on your screen over there.
Yeah.
Jesus, got a massive set of testicles.
Yeah, they are quite large. I've got a quote here from the buyer.
Is that why it's so expensive?
Just perfect in every way.
It's just perfect.
Wait, the testicles or the sheep?
Just perfect in every way.
Perfect in every way, Jordan.
Okay.
So his name is Jeff. He spent over $400,000 on a single sheep at auction. Well done to him, I guess. He's the brand new owner of a sheep.
Hang on, I've got to clear this up. So he says just perfect in every way. I assuming he's meaning the sheep in as a whole.
That's correct.
Okay, good.
So the, you know, whatever the breeders look for. But yeah. That's, I didn't realize people were spending that much on a singular sheep.
Yeah, I mean, what's he going to do with it? Is he going to...
What do they feed it?
I don't know. Like, yeah, no.
Does it eat differently than a 10 grand sheep?
I guess you're going to have to buy caviar for this one.
Probably, yeah. So
is this guy, is he a farmer or something like that? Is he going to...
Yeah, he's a breeder.
Okay, so is he going to use the sheep for wool or is he going to...
No, they're going to breed to create more.
Oh, okay.
So he is a... His technical term is he is a flock manager.
Right.
Get around it. I think that's just like a shepherd in oldie weldy talk.
It's just a bit of LinkedIn and shepherd's not there, so it's like flock manager.
I mean, they used to purchase sheep with, you know, gold, incense and myrrh. Now they just do cash. However, he also mentioned that it was a special animal.
Okay.
And he knew that it was going to go for a lot of money, but he wasn't expecting to have to pay that much. The opening bid, mind you, was 10 grand.
Whoa.
For a singular sheep.
Can you imagine the person who was selling the sheep watching the... I assume this was an auction?
Yep.
Watching just the money go up and up and up and up and up and just going, oh, well, we could go on a holiday to Barbados now. Well, I mean, when COVID's over, we can. But, you know, we can. We're rich.
It's not bad going either. It's only 6 months old, this particular lamb.
Yeah.
So if you can crank him out, you know, get a few more lambs going, that's not bad. $400,000 for a singular sheep.
Yeah, it's going to have to do a lot of work. And Simo, you showed me that picture before.
Yeah. It's a good-looking sheep, right? I don't know what a good-looking sheep is.
I don't know what a bad-looking one looks like, but I'll take your word for it.
They're supposed to look like that. I'm just doing the math on how much, if they could get another one in another 6 months, geez, they're putting away not bad cash, 60 grand a month.
You assume that guy has another 400 grand lying around.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo, did you have a good weekend?
Solid. I went to the nation's capital.
Oh, did you? Nice.
The big smoke, nice. As it were.
I didn't go anywhere over the weekend. However, my weekend was ruined.
Oh, no.
By my next door neighbours, and more in particular, my next door neighbours' dogs. This was the sound I woke up to 7 a.m. Saturday morning. I was trying to watch the footy Saturday afternoon. I heard this. Trying to watch a movie Saturday night. I was hearing this. Sunday morning, they woke me up at 6, barking like crazy. The same again. Even this morning when I was leaving for work, it was just non-stop barking. Normally they bark a little bit and it's fine.
To quote the great philosophers, the Baha men who let the dogs out.
I know. But just for whatever reason, this weekend, they were just going absolutely crazy, barking the whole time, and it was driving me insane.
So did you do your research? Was it a full moon? Was it a blue moon? New moon? Or an eclipse?
does that have anything to do with dogs barking?
It has something to do with the tides and the dogs don't like it. I don't know.
Well, Simo, you have a new puppy at home. What is it, about a month old?
Got a little doggo, yeah, a little pupper.
Does he bark a lot? Is he annoying? Or?
He's kind of been discovering his voice.
I see.
It's becoming more confident.
Right.
He's only really used said voice when he's spotted himself in a mirror or in a reflection.
Oh, okay.
He's like, hey, who's that? What you doing there? Hey, you. But it's him.
Right.
It's like, buddy, it's just a reflection.
Well, I mean, I've never had any pets, never had any dogs, anything like that. You have. You've had a lot growing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any tips for me? How can I...
Well, they're not your dogs.
Yeah, but still, I know they're not my dogs.
Like, if you can't go interfering with other people's canines...
Yeah, true.
Maybe what you could do, if it is the moonlight that's an issue, maybe you could buy them some curtains, or are they outside?
Yeah, they're outside.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Not sure how we're going to do this one, Jordan.
Well, Simo, I did put my mind to it and kind of start thinking about not ways to fix the situation, but more ways to get revenge on my neighbours.
Yeah.
For ruining my weekend.
I'm looking forward to when Jordan's on a current affair this week. Because, you know, there's always like the neighbours
from
just
hell.
Just chucking stuff like across the fence line.
Well, I'm not going to go to that extreme, Simo.
Okay, right. Yep.
But I did think of one way of, and maybe this is petty of me, and don't get me wrong, it probably is.
I endorse the pettiness.
But Simo, I reckon this is like the best way to get back at your neighbor subtly without your neighbor knowing that's what you're doing.
Right, okay.
If that makes sense.
Mm. Are you going to get a bigger dog?
No.
Mm.
It's got nothing to do with animals. Actually, it kind of does.
Right, yeah. What are you doing?
Well, Simo, I know for a fact, because my house is slightly higher than my neighbors, I can kind of look down a little bit into their backyard, and I know that they've got a big decking area at the back.
So you've got the high ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've got like a decking area, and they do like to sit out there, especially over the weekend. Like, it was beautiful, warm weather over the weekend. Simo.
Yes.
There is nothing worse in life,
right?
I reckon.
Yeah.
Then when your neighbours are cooking a barbecue,
yep.
You can smell the barbecue-y goodness.
The waft.
The waft of the barbecue scent.
Yeah.
But you can't have any.
That's true. That does suck.
Simo.
Yeah.
Every single time I see my neighbours sitting out on their backyard deck, I'm going to cook a barbecue and just waft. I might get a fan and just waft the smell towards where they're sitting. They will be able to smell it.
Do you think?
But not eat it, and thus will drive them crazy, and Jordan will have his revenge!
Because there's that age-old saying about hot air rising, and you're already on the high ground.
Oh, crap, so, is that a thing?
Yeah, I think you might need a big gust. It has been windy.
Yeah. Damn it, I forgot about that hot air rising thing.
I don't know. Maybe
I still might just do that anyway, because I like eating barbecue. that's the main reason I want to do it.
Is the house on the other side of them lower?
No.
Because you could knock on it, because I'm saying, like, if you've got a house nearby them, which is of a similar altitude.
Get all the other neighbours on side. We all have a barbecue.
Yeah, that's it.
We will smell them out with barbecue scent.
Surrounded.
You're surrounded by the smell of cooking meat.
What is that? Is that paprika? What is that? Is that some lamb? What is that? you're an evil man.
I know, but I also like barbecue.
That's true.
So, you know.
Win-win, really.
Yeah.
Actually, hold up. Everyone stop. There's dogs involved, Jordan, and you're going to be cooking meats?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's dog noise that you're trying to avert.
Look, you've spotted another flaw in my plan, which I didn't realise.
Everything stops. I think you've... okay, don't do that. You didn't do that, did you?
No, I haven't.
Okay, right.
Yet.
I was going to say, otherwise, you're in trouble.
Back to the drawing board.
Simo and Jordan.
And it's time for a love chat. Love chat.
Love a good love chat.
All right, and longevity is a thing, Jordan, that you want to try and attain, would you say?
Yeah, I think that's the goal of pretty much all relationships.
What's your record? What are we dealing with? I think I reckon I'm in 18 months. I've capped at that. People get sick of me after 18 months. Where are you at?
I guess we've done this show for about 18 months. I can vouch for that.
Somehow it rings true for you.
No, I think people get annoyed with me after about 12 months or so.
Okay, right. Well, you know.
So we've passed the 12-month hurdle.
We got this. You and me, buddy. However, a Guinness World Record has been handed out for the oldest couple.
Do they give Guinness World Records for the... I suppose they give Guinness World Records for everything.
I'm a big fan of when the Guinness World Records get dished.
Oh, I feel like a champion.
So these guys are champions, Jordan.
Okay, so these two people had the longest... They were husband and wife?
That's correct.
And so, they've been married for the longest amount of time. How long?
So apparently Guinness is aware of longer marriages, but not between an old, like, this aged couple. So this is the oldest couple with the longest relationship.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So.
So it's kind of a mix of the two
things. That's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So, but they've been married for 79...
Tell you what, you'd be spewing if you had a longer marriage. And Guinness is like, yeah, but you're in your 60s. These guys are in their 90s. So we're going to give them the record.
So these guys have been married for 79 years.
Wow.
It began in secret, by the way. Ooh, scandalous.
Okay.
And they've collectively, together, if you add both of their ages together, they've lived for 215 years.
So they're both over 100?
Oh, they're relics, mate. Giulio, he is 110. And Waldromina, I'm sure he calls her Waldra.
Look, he's 110. He can shorten the name. I give him permission.
She's 104.
Wow.
So she's into older boys, obviously.
Well, I think when you're in your hundreds, it's kind of fine.
it doesn't really matter, is what you're saying? Okay.
I'm going to give her a pass.
So he was born, Julio was born in 1910. That's the year, I reckon that's the year of Federation in Australia.
Is that the year of Titanic or was that 1908?
Oh, mate, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't anyway. It's a long time ago.
It's a fair while.
Do you reckon Johnny Farnham was still going around then?
No, he was on his second comeback.
Yeah, second comeback, 1910.
So apparently the pair married in 1941. In the first church built by the Spanish in Ecuador, which is no longer there. So they've
Ecuador's still there.
No, as in the church.
Oh, I see. So
it's no longer there.
Your geography at school. Yeah, Ecuador. Everyone knows that country that just disappeared.
It just like submerged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All everyone's Google Maps is just a big black space where wasn't Ecuador used to be there?
Apparently, Julio slipped away from his parents to wed his lover and neither of their families approved. Ooh.
I hope they approve now, you know, considering this, they've been married for, what did you say, 70?
80 years.
80 years.
Yeah, just under.
Jeez, imagine doing 80 marriage in secret.
Apparently they draw a crowd as well. Get this, right? So when they catch up for Christmas and New Year's and Easter, right, because they're still kicking, they've got 4 surviving children, 11 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandchild.
Wow.
Don't need Ancestry.com.
I think you've got it right there.
I see him every Christmas.
Yeah, it's, imagine trying to remember all of their names. It's like, okay, if you've got more than one great in your relationship to me, wear a name tag.
Yeah.
And preferably a name tag and how we're related as well.
Hi, Scott. It's Trevor. Scott, how are you?
Now that Scott's a very Ecuadorian name, but still.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And now it is time for How Good Is That?
How good is that? Yes, Simo, how good is that? Where we have an item. Simo, me and you don't know what it is at this stage. We will hear it for the very first time in just a moment. We have to try and work out how good it is. Maybe it's brilliant, maybe it's terrible. We don't know.
Yeah. I get scared at this time, right before it kind of arrives.
It could be anything.
Freaks me out on a Monday because it's like, can we start the week off on the right foot?
Like this, like the item, it could be anything. Admittedly, normally it has something quite majorly to do with food, so I suspect that'll be the case again today.
Sharks. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah. Kind of yes.
Okay, let me stress. From a food perspective, I'm not going to go just find my nearest great white shark and take a chunk out of it like an apple.
Well, that's what is it? Your fish and chipperies that are a little bit kind of, say, disreputable, because that's what they quite often say. What is it? There's flake, right? What is flake?
Is that a shark? I did not even know that.
Yeah, so like flake is kind of like the offbeat cuts. I don't know if it's an actual fish, but I'm pretty sure it's just like it's shark or could be anything.
Right.
That's my mentality when you order flake.
It could be anything.
It's just
you don't know what you're getting.
It's just in batter.
It could just be batter in batter.
I'm going to fact check myself in the meantime.
Simo, when I said sharks... Logically, your mind would go to, you know, the swimming in animals.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe it was because I was watching the sport on the TV last night and he was there. The first person I thought it was Greg Norman.
Greg Norman, the
golfer.
Who
is called the shark.
Right, makes sense.
So I hope that flake isn't him.
I was right.
Hang on, you're saying, it is Greg Norman.
Flake is a term in Australia to indicate the flesh of any several species of small shark, particularly the gummy shark. The term probably arose in the late 1920s when the large-scale commercial shark fishery off the coast of Victoria was established.
So I want to stress, when it says it could be the flesh of any small shark, that rules out Greg Norman. Have you seen those pictures of him? He's pretty buff.
Yeah, does it though? You'd hope, I guess.
If Greg Norman rocks up to another golf tournament missing a leg, we'll know why.
Greg, what's happened, mate?
Whoa! I just walked past my nearest fish and chip shop.
Is that a special? You'd want to get a good price. It'd be expensive, flake, because flake's normally the cheapest.
Yeah,
so
that's why people get it.
If it's... Yeah, maybe that's an option. Maybe they could just name, rather than literal Greg Norman offcuts, they could just name some flake after him.
It's look, if you walk into a fish and chip shop and you look up on the menu and it says Greg Norman, Greg Norman and chips.
Correct special.
Maybe go to another fish and chip shop.
Yeah.
And maybe call the police as well.
It tastes like a hole-in-one. Sweet taste.
Is that even good?
To a sweet taste of victory.
Simo and Jordan.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.